Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
Selection, fill me up, God, with your spirit. And we want to overflow with God's spirit. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 2 Timothy 1, verses 9 and verses 13. It says, "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." In verse 13, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." Amen, amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, and we just want to say thank you, Father God, for the broadcast. Thanking you, Father God, for those listeners and all those who are participating, Father God. We thank you for our pastor, our apostle, our friend. We ask that you will continue, Lord, to be with him. Use him mightily, Father God, as he gets the word out to your people. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks today. We can't thank you enough for all of your many blessings, Father God. Like the song says, fill us up, Lord. Heavenly Father, we want you to fill us with your Holy Spirit today, Father God.
Yes,
we want
us,
you to fill us with the fruits of your Spirit, Father God, and that we are able to put on the whole armor of God, Father God. Lord, we just want to say thank you today, Father God. We're thanking you for your divine healing, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, for all of your blessings, Father God. We just know you love us, Father God, because your word tells us that. And we're asking you, Father God, to just build a hedge of protection around us to protect us from the enemy, Father, as we apply the full armor of God over our lives today, Father God. We give you praise today. Open up our hearts and our minds to this word, Father God. Let your word sink deep down in our hearts, Father God, that we're able to live this word, that we're able to share this word with others, that we're able to help our brothers and sisters who are lost to come to the light, Father God. Heavenly Father, we just bind up anything and everything that's not like you right now. We're praying for all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. We're praying for those who are going through, because you're a way maker out of no way. We're praying for the sick and the shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. We're praying for the bereaved families, Father God. You say you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So let us stand on your word, Father God. Let us open up our hearts to the word we're about to receive right now. In the name of Christ Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, brothers and sisters. We're talking about growing in grace. Grace changes our attitude toward giving, especially when it comes to doing God's will. I'm going to touch on a couple of scriptures today that I know the traditional church used for getting money, but you got to read into that thing a little deeper and find out there's grace that he's talking about. And I'm just excited, man, about this word. In 2 Corinthians 8 and 7, let's go there, please. Ask Evangelist Sharon if she would be so kind.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Thank you for both that beautiful selection and prayer. And good afternoon to all the listeners. 2 Corinthians, can you repeat that, please, Pastor?
2 Corinthians 8 and 7.
And it reads as follows in the King James. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, you do so well in so many things. You trust God. You're articulate. You're insight. You're passionate. Your love, you love us. I'm sorry. Now, do your best in this too. Amen.
See, the Corinthian believers, they excelled in everything. Praise God. They excelled in everything. All they needed to do was know it, and they would excel in it. They had faith, they excelled in it. They had good preaching, good speech. They had a lot of knowledge. They excelled in it. And and they had much love as well. And they excelled in that. But Paul was wanting them to also be leaders in giving. Giving is it should be a natural thing. You should have that grace in you to give. The God kind of love, where love responds to a need. See, remember now, don't forget what grace is. Grace is something that someone gets that they can't do for themselves.
Yes. Amen.
Now, so in this, Paul is saying to the people, you know, we are to be graciously and graceful and all that good stuff. But he says, now, I'm not commanding you, but I'm testing how genuine your love is by pointing out your dedication of others. And that's important, brothers and sisters, that we be kind. We let grace. Remember we talked about what Peter said? Grow up in grace. Remember over there in 2 Peter, was it 2 Peter 3:18 or was it 2 Peter? Well, let's read 2 Peter 3:18. Because I know he says, but, and I like that. Forget all this other stuff. Pay attention now. Grow up in grace. See? So if you'll read 2 Peter 3:18, Evangelist Sharon.
Yeah. It reads as follows. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, grow in grace and understanding of our Master and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory to the Master, now and forever. Yes.
Not only grow in the grace, but have the knowledge to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's what's so important. It having that knowledge about grace, having that knowledge about the Lord. So he said, but grow in grace. Now, when I see that, what comes to mind is, you know, you know how to love. You know you're aware of wicked spirits. You know all this stuff. He said, but here's what you need to do. You have to grow in grace so you can handle those things. But since it takes grace, it takes the grace of God in your life and on your life. And you say, well, why? Because we're being like God. It's an eternal purpose. That's your eternal purpose, is to grow in grace and in the understanding of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
See, as we began to grow, there's a maturity began to take place. And then we have a better understanding of faith. And it becomes genuine. The love becomes genuine.
Yeah. See, that's after.
See, the last thing you want to do is a hypocrite.
All right. Say that.
And what Peter said over in 2 Peter 1 and 2, I want to say it's 1 and 2. Read that and I'll tell you if you're at the right place. But he's talking about multiplying. Got to multiply. See, as you began to grow, you began to multiply in knowledge. You began to multiply in faith. Find 2 Peter. I think it's 1 and 2, if you will. Let me see what that says.
Okay, it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, grace and peace to you many times over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus our Master. Amen.
Yeah. See, grace and peace gonna be multiplied through the knowledge of God. Now, last time I checked, multiplication is not adding, but it's time.
Amen.
Can anybody help me out on that one?
Right. Amen.
Last time I checked, time table was better than adding.
Yeah. All right.
Is that right? Am I right? So that's what you want to be. You want to be in the multiplication area. You don't want to be in dividing. You don't want to be in the adding. You want to be in the multiplication realm. That's where you want to be. So whatever you get, so if you got one and you multiplying it by 10, you got 10 times that. Hello,
that's
somebody.
Right. Amen.
Adding, and if you add one, you only getting one. And God forbid if you get into subtraction. That's where you want to live at. You want to add.
Amen.
You want more godliness. You want more peace. I like what he said over there. I'm trying to think of the name of this scripture. Y'all bear with me. Where he talks about adding. And once you get into that, you begin to understand how that this thing works. Not only do you add, but you begin to multiply the stuff you just added. I'm trying to think what that said. But either way, y'all get the point. The point is, when you operating in God's knowledge, it began to multiply.
Yeah. Amen.
Man, that's awesome. Y'all ain't heard that yet. See, if here's how you look at it. You went to the store and they got a sale on, and you said, buy one and get one. You call it BOGO here at the Publix. But then you go to the store here where they, when you buy one, you get to choose 10 other items. I mean, it's almost a no-brainer. Which store you going to? The one where you buy one, get one, or the one where you buy one and get 10 other items? You multiply.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's where you want to operate. You want to be in his knowledge. I like what John 17:3 says. You want to read that? John 17:3. I'm just all over the place. But I want us to know we got to grow, man. We got to grow in this grace. We got to grow in Christ. You don't get one little bit and stop. That's not the way this works. But John, what I said, 17:3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And the King James reads as follows, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. And this is the real and eternal life, that they know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. Amen.
Let me tell you what. God wants us to know him so well till we become partakers of this divine nature. I don't know if it's 1 Peter or 2 Peter, but I think it's 1 Peter 1:4. But look that up. But that's how he wants us to know us, till we actually take our part.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to take your part. Now, I know some of y'all going to, well, I'll just wait to say that. But I will say this. God's looking for you. He's looking for us to be part of his eternal plan.
Amen.
And what he's looking for is the same thing he found in Noah, the same thing he found in Mary. The Bible says that he found grace in Noah. He found grace in Mary. Yeah.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So if God will cut you open today, what would he find? Don't go there, preacher. Don't go there.
All right.
Not go there. If he open you up, because he's looking for something. He's searching. See, anytime you found something, you've been looking for it. Hello, somebody.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Amen.
See, found. It's the past tense of finding. See?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You were looking. And you were looking, then you found it. So the Bible says God, in other words, he's looking at us. He's looking for us.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't believe me, over there in St. John 4. He's looking for people that will worship him in spirit. He's looking for you. So if he open you up, will he find grace? That's all I want to ask you today. If he opened you up, will he find peace in you? Will he find his joy in you? What will he find? Can he say, you know what? You're part of me. Well, you're going to be a partaker.
Mm-hmm.
You find that evangelist sharing. Was that 1 Peter or 2 Peter?
Oh, 1 Peter 1 and 2 reads as follows. 2 Peter, Pastor? Okay.
Yeah, 2 Peter. Mm-hmm.
1 and 4.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay,
Thank you. In the King James, it reads as follows. 2 Peter 1 and 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And from the Message Bible, we were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. Amen.
Yeah. God have given us. So when he opened you up and he find you, he expect to find faith. He expect mm-hmm. to find virtue. He expect
Amen.
To find his knowledge. He's expecting
yes.
to find temperance.
Hallelujah.
Got to be patient sometimes, brothers and sisters. Just wait. I say wait on the Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
He's looking for patience in you. He's looking for godliness.
Yeah.
If he open you up, can he find these things?
Mm. Hallelujah.
Can he find grace? Can he find forbearance?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. So that's what you want to add to your, you want to start adding, brothers and sisters, to your vocabulary. How about that one?
Yeah.
You know, you want to add to your personality. You want to
mm-hmm.
add to your attitude. See, that's when you're growing.
Yeah.
You begin to add. Begin to,
mm-hmm.
you know what, let me tell you what. You will be tried, and I'll just go ahead on and tell you, brothers and sisters, but I want you to be encouraged by your addiction, or by your addition. You're going to add stuff. You're going to add. Every time you look around, you're adding stuff. And you're going to do it with faith, see? Because Hebrews 11 and 6 says that's the only way you're going to please God. You got to do it with faith.
That's right.
Incorporate these things in your daily life. That's what we're.
Yes.
That's what we need to do. If we're going to grow, let's make it part of our diet, if you will. That you know what I want to be part of that divine life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, I didn't know that you could actually have a divine life on earth. That's like seems so far because I didn't have the knowledge. But now that I have the knowledge, you can be divine here. Why not? If Christ living in you and he's the hope of glory and God has said you can be partakers of this divine nature, who going to question that?
Amen.
Who would have the nerve to question what God said I'm going to put in you?
Come on now. Say that. Mm-hmm.
You can have charity. Because remember Colossians 3:14, he says above all these things, put on charity.
Yeah.
Put on love, man, which is the bound of perfectness. You want to know what can make you perfect? The love of God, God's kind of grace, God's attitude in your life. Because, see, when God looking, he looking to find you. Who are you? I'm not talking about the old person. I'm talking about that new person. That new person that know how to be kind to one another. That new person know how to represent Christ. That new creation.
Say that.
And we've all been given that. God said he gave all of us some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Don't walk around talking about what you don't have. You've been given a divine nature.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And let me tell you what that does. It helps you to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. This world we're living in, I wish I had time to tell you, it's full of lust. The only thing Satan want to show you is lust. You can call it something else. You may tag it as something else. But at the end of the day, it's lust. If you got one car and you see three more you want, that's lust.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say that.
You got a house, and you know what I got? That's lust. See, you got to know lust in its fineness. And in a trickery way, he tells you it's something else. But at the end of the day, anything going to keep your mind off the Lord. Anything,
I don't
care what it is.
Anyway,
all right. Hey, y'all, we thank y'all so much, and we'll see y'all Sunday for the review.
God bless.